Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result.
Coming to you to talk about something that's been kind of bugging me lately. And it's actually kind of based on some comments that I've heard online regarding the role of luck. In particular, luck in terms of growing followings or growing your stream or, again, engaging in this endeavor that a whole lot of you are doing to turn your stream into from a hobby into a profession, or at least starting to make a little money off of it. And in fact, I think the comment that in particular was getting to me was from somebody who said that the number one thing that you need is luck, and that, you know, if you're going to have a lot of people follow you, if you're going to sort of reach higher levels, that's going to require luck. And I don't entirely disagree with you, but it's often framed in what I want to talk about as part of this sort of triple threat of success. And that triple threat, if you will, I have a little graphics issue. That triple threat is usually one of persistence, right? Keep it streaming again and again, ideally following the same schedule. Engagement, communicating with your audience, and both communicating with your audience on screen and off screen. And again, I absolutely agree with that. And then the third thing that people like to bring up is luck. And I had this realization that there are a lot of people who are out there streaming that are taking, for lack of a better phrase, the shotgun approach. And what they're doing is they're just streaming with high volumes, and they're putting themselves out there, and they're doing it over and over and over again with the idea that the Twitch algorithm or the YouTube algorithm or, I guess, blind dumb luck will involve somebody stumbling across them and saying, hey, this person's pretty good. And then showing up again and again and again, and sort of organically over time growing that way. And that is a strategy. I mean, and that is, I think, paid off for some people. And I think in particular, maybe when online live streaming was a relatively small endeavor, and when people, not many people were in the game. And if you wanted to get in, then luck, which is really in my mind, nothing more than probability. The odds were in their favor. So I think the early streamers, or like Stone Mountain when he was jumping on Facebook Gaming, had the persistence, had the talent, had the engagement. But then, you know, luck was relatively easy to come across because the probability game was in his favor, because it wasn't that crowded a space. So, you know, when you don't have that crowded a space and people come across you, there just aren't that many people to come across. He's perhaps an exception because he was already famous even before he moved over to Facebook Gaming. But I think there are a lot of people over there that are streaming right now that are really banking on luck. And to me, that's kind of like a gambling without knowing the odds. And it works for some people, and I think that anecdotally, that's why people like to do it, because it doesn't require a lot of thought, doesn't require a lot of strategic planning, it doesn't require a plan, it doesn't require, you know, developing a business plan, it doesn't require learning new skill sets with things like paid ads or email management systems. That what you do is you get to just sit there and stream over and over again and just hope somebody shows up. And, you know, if people show up, then you say, hey, you're lucky. And if people don't show up, then you say, hey, I'm unlucky. And in my mind, what you do is you cede control over probability to corporate algorithms, and without recognizing that there's something that you can do to influence that luck. And so, again, I'm not saying that luck doesn't play a role. I'm just saying that if you're one of those individuals out there that is relying almost exclusively on luck, I think that's a little problematic to apply to your triple threat in terms of looking for success. You know, it's kind of like trying to develop a three-legged stool, but that third leg is relatively weak. And then, you know, perhaps when you're constructing the stool, you might have been lucky enough to have a very solid piece of wood there. But I think that, you know, having some deliberate examination of what is going to be that third prop driving you towards your career, it is a lot better way of going about it. And actually planning what that third prop is going to be is a way of, I'm not saying, you know, ensuring success with any kind of guarantee, but putting the odds, putting the probability a little more in your favor rather than putting the, taking the shotgun approach and just putting everything out there and hoping for the best. That, you know, if you were to aim a little bit, maybe it's still a shotgun, but maybe if you were to aim a little bit and, you know, look closely and think of it as trial and failure and not to keep repeating your mistakes, I think that that's a much more successful way of propping up that three-legged stool. And that's where I think planning comes in. And so, you know, if the third leg, we've got two options for that third leg, and the first option is luck, then I would say the second option is planning. And when I say planning, I mean that, you know, what you do is perhaps you are streaming a lot, but then you also keep an Excel sheet that lists off the topics of each stream. Maybe you keep a notebook that is listing off what went well on each stream and what didn't go well on each stream. And maybe you're taking a class to make yourself a better streamer. Maybe you recognize that you've got some, you need to do more networking, or maybe you realize that you need to work on your sound, your audio quality or your video quality or something like that. And what you do is you constantly refine and intentionally fill in the gaps where you're having problems or where you're making mistakes. Maybe you are looking at which stream topics and which games are getting more traffic. Maybe you're engaged in research to look at what kind of streams are getting a lot of traffic on Twitch right now. These are all part of planning. These are all part of preparation. These are all part of what should be a continuous cycle of reflection, where you are looking at what you do, reflecting on how it went. Maybe you're reflecting on it with data. So you're looking at it and maybe you've completed a stream and you say, gosh, people, you know, I had a lot of people jumping in. I had a whole lot of followers. I had a whole lot of viewers. I mean, that particular stream, they stayed engaged. They were chatting a lot. I need to repeat that experience. Or maybe that stream went terribly and nobody showed up and there, you know, you were just by yourself for 4 hours and the one person that showed up wasn't that engaged. And you were like, well, you know, that really didn't get me closer to affiliate like I'd hoped to. Let me give some thought as to what it was. Maybe it was the time of day I was streaming. Maybe it was the fact that what game you were streaming. Maybe it was the fact that it wasn't a regularly scheduled stream, that there are a whole lot of reasons that could be causing that. And then you say to yourself, hey, you know, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to modify and test the thing that I think might have stood in the way of that being a more successful stream. And then you improve the stream. And then ideally, you get more viewers. And that's planning. And here's the thing. This is why I think this is an important discussion, because and truth be told, this is based on one particular comment that I saw where somebody said, the most important thing is luck. And I was like, well, I don't want to entirely disagree with that. I don't want to pretend like the future is inevitable. And if you do X, Y, and Z, you're going to get thousands of viewers and you're going to you know, be a full-time streamer within so many months if you do so many things. That I think that what we're engaged in is a probability game. And I think that what people talk about frequently when they say luck is they're talking about probability. And they're talking about the likelihood that something is going to happen. And I think that the mistake they make is thinking that luck or probability is something that is entirely outside of their control. And so I don't want to completely dismiss this idea that luck plays a role, that there is a level of probability, and that, you know, certain things like becoming the next ninja, that the probability of that is very low. Or I might say that there are a whole lot of numbers games that you have to play to sort of reach that level. And I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that something like that might be really hard. But I think that there are levels of probability that you have a significant amount of ability to influence. And so, you know, the one example would be the quality of your stream. I think that doing something like tracking the streams that have had a lot of viewers and haven't had a lot of viewers, I think that getting an education and learning about the different strategies that will increase the quality of your stream. I think that getting feedback from your audience about what is working and what is not working and what they're interested in and not interested in. And I'm in fact a huge fan of paid ads. And, you know, if you have the ability to pay for advertising on Facebook or Instagram or other forms of social media, I think that can be a great way of getting an audience and getting people aware of your stream. That these are not mechanisms that are going to make the future inevitable. I mean, I certainly, more than anybody, wish that I had ability to control the future. Maybe not. I kind of enjoy the uncertainty, to be honest with you. But these are all tools that you have at your disposal that can change the probability of what is likely to happen in the future. And so if you think of it as sort of a spectrum where option one, as I mentioned, is luck. And you're going to make the decision that you are simply going to turn on, you know, your camera. You're going to turn on that game. And you're going to start streaming. And then you're going to do that. Maybe you have persistence and maybe you have engagement. And you're like, you know, I'm going to talk to my audience and I'm going to talk to everybody who shows up. And I'm going to do this, like, you know, every day for hours a day. And I'm going to dedicate myself to this. And then I am simply going to wait to see who shows up. And you know what? There are some people who are going to be successful that way, but you know what? In all probability, most people won't. Now, your other option is option two. And again, if you think of this as a spectrum where, you know, you've got to think where you have the resources and time and the knowledge base to land in between. And you might look at number two and you might say, hey, you know what? I'm going to start learning about the market. I'm going to start researching the audience and see what kind of games they're interested in, see what my demographic is, see what is the location of my demographic and when do they tend to view so I can make sure that my stream appears in the right time zone for them. I'm going to do research to see what kinds of games they like. I'm going to, you know, engage in paid advertising. I'm going to use strategies like collecting their email addresses. That I'm in fact going to develop a business plan that is going to allow me to make a little bit of an income so I can start putting money into paid ads and I can use those paid ads to grow my audience even faster. Now, this is not a strategy that is going to turn you into ninja in the next day. But you know what? This is a strategy that is not simply relying on the Twitch algorithms or the YouTube algorithms to put your face or to put your stream in front of a lot of people. What you're doing is you are coming up with a strategy or coming up with a plan that is going to put your face, going to put your stream, going to put your brand in front of a lot more people. And you know what? If there's anything that everybody can understand, I think, about probability, that is the idea that if you're going to put your stream in front of more people, and if you have a plan that is going to involve putting your stream and putting your brand in front of more people, you know what that's going to do? Is that's going to increase the likelihood that, for lack of a better phrase, you're going to get lucky. And there's going to be more viewers that are going to watch you, and your audience is going to grow, and you are going to reach that professional and personal goal that you have set out to attain. So I don't want to entirely dismiss this idea of luck, but really what I want to do is challenge this idea that luck is something that you as an individual do not have the ability to influence. And in fact, I think that luck is often layman's terms for nothing more than probability. And while probability is not inevitability, I think that probability is something that you have. If you have a good plan, you have the ability to control that probability. And if this stream, if this content creation, if this personal brand that you're trying to put out there is something that you're truly dedicated to, then I would absolutely encourage you, rather than spending the hours into just putting yourself out there hoping for some sort of organic reach, that you develop a plan that is going to increase the probability that the engagement, that the time that you're putting in, is going to be in front of the people that you want it to be in front of. And I think, to me, that is going to make sure that you are moving much more quickly towards the success that I'm sure you are able to obtain.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
How y'all doing, No Name Nerd people? How y'all doing? Man, my name is Watts Games, aka Deontay Watts, and I want to say I'm glad to be an affiliate. I'm happy to be an affiliate. Y'all are a great company. I love the merch. And man, I just want to say, look, I would love a major shout out because I'm a small channel that's growing and I got content that you would love. So with that being said, look, love y'all company. I know y'all love me because y'all took the time to make me an affiliate. So therefore, salute to you all. And I love to see y'all in upcoming podcasts. 100.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.